You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, as part of our 20th anniversary, we are talking to 20-year-olds about their sight loss journey so far and their hopes for the future. Today, we're joined by Emmy Anstey, content creator and disability activist. Emmy, thanks so much for joining us today.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Before we get into looking back and looking forward, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
Yeah, so I was born with it, but we didn't realise that I had it and I wasn't diagnosed until I was 6 years old because it's a condition called Bardet-Biedl syndrome that's a genetic condition that mainly affects my sight but affects other things as well. So my main things with my sight is I'm completely night blind, light sensitive, colour blind. I've got very, very small amount of peripheral vision and I've got no depth perception.
And with being blind for your entire life and not being diagnosed with it properly until you were six, what was life like, you know, at school age and, you know, moving on into further education and so on for the first 20 years of your life so far? What's it been like as a blind person for the past 20 years?
My education journey has been quite interesting. I've always been a mainstream school, so I was at primary school, and with not knowing that I was blind till I was six, it meant learning to read was very hard. I hated the Biffin Chip books with a passion when I learned to read. But then once we knew, I was okay because we moved on to large print and Kindle. So that was all fine. And then when I went to secondary school, which was Northampton School for Girls, obviously it was quite a big school and there's a lot of people. So the new change, and I had the VI team supporting me for the first couple of years. But because it was always different people, the resources weren't always done on time and different teachers every year, I had to kind of remind them what I couldn't see and what I could see. And then when I got to GCSEs, I didn't have the right support the first year, so I didn't get the right grades. So I didn't pass quite a lot of them. I was off by 3 or 4 marks on pretty much really every subject apart from one. So I had to retake year where I had better support, used all my extra time in the exams, and I had better support in class with my laptop and being able to type things out. And then I had to do my A-levels during COVID, which was not very easy, especially since one was a highly subject, which you then had to do online. And then I went to Mont College for a year, and I was the very first ever visually impaired student doing the food science nutrition course. So again, new equipment. I managed to pass the practical with my fingers intact. So that was a plus. And then now I've been out of education for a year to try and get the funding to then go to the Royal National College for the Blind, which I'm going to start in September, and I'll be there for 2 years. So yeah, so that's kind of the education stuff and support across the last 20 years or so.
Looking back at that year where you're having to reset your GCSEs because of lack of support effectively, how frustrating was that, knowing that if things had been set in place properly that you'd be not necessarily a year further down the line, but you wouldn't have had to have take that year reset?
To be honest, I think it was more kind of we didn't really know what the right support was. And the main thing was I just remember just being really, really upset and frustrated with myself for not getting the grades. I remember crying for like a solid like 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so on the results day because I was just really kind of frustrated and almost angry and upset at myself for not doing as well as I could.
Bringing things right up to date, what's it like being a blind or partially sighted 20-year-old in today's world?
My family are really supportive, so they encourage me to do everything that I can. I don't really have much support now. I had the VI team do online Braille lessons last year or so when being out of education. So we do that on Zoom. But apart from that, it was kind of going about. I volunteered at local Heritage House that were really, really good at incorporating me into including me and being able to volunteer there. And I've also worked with Amplify, which is a project for the National Youth Agency online. And I've done a few different accessibility bits and Braille bits for the RNIB and other projects as well.
So just how important do you think that something like accessibility for, I mean, really anything, just getting out and about is? How do you see it? Has it improved over the past 20 years or so?
I'd say it's definitely improved from where it was when I was younger, but still there's quite a big lack of awareness for not just vision impairment but other disabilities as well, and there's a big lack of accessibility. So there's always more that could be done. For example, Braille isn't very utilised at all, and I know there's only a very small group of people who use it, but there's that, and there's certain things that in just day-to-day life going out and about that could be more accessible. So there's always things that could always be improved.
That's what we're going to move on to next. Looking forward to the next 20 years, 20 years into the future, what are your hopes for a more accessible world? Now, that could be general accessibility or representation of blind and partially sighted people in film and TV, sport, anything at all. The floor is yours.
Obviously, I'm not 100% sure, and obviously no one's got a crystal ball, so they can't say exactly, but I'd like to think that in another 20 years there'd be a lot of awareness, so there'd be more things of where in schools they actually cover things to do with disabilities. And there's not such a big thing of, oh, this is something completely different, but also just a different perspective, because the fact that it's a disability, people always look at the negative, whereas, and they focus on the dis part rather than the person's ability. So maybe just a different perspective on it, and then, as I said, just a more utilised and more things with Braille or different ways of doing things, or even just different bits of things, just different things people can implement of accessibility. So something that makes maybe steps more accessible, or the new bit of technology or equipment that helps people see a bit better. As I said, no one knows. I do think before you can get into actually things being improved, the biggest thing is the awareness and then changing people's perspectives on disabilities as a whole.
Amy, Ansley, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and obviously hopefully you have another very good 20 years of RNIB Radio as well.